Well, Tweety, you wanted me to play that record for you, so we had it on the turntable, and there you heard it. And, of course, one thing leads to another, talking about roads. Let's do this now. It's 27 minutes after 7 o'clock on the morning edition of the Buck Clayton Show, and it's clear in 56 at the airport, 64 in Charleston City. And let's go up into the skies now to the WOK helicopter flying over the low country with pilot Johnny Busby for this morning's traffic check. This is Johnny's first day in the cockpit. And Johnny, how are traffic conditions this morning up there in the wild blue yonder? Thank you a lot, and I see Wally's got that radio fixed for you. And listen each morning for your morning traffic report direct from the WOK helicopter with pilot Johnny Busby.
Another Indianapolis 500 trackside report, co-sponsored in part by Dorchester Brickworks of Somerville, by your nearby Piggly Wiggly store, by ProtectoGuard Manufacturing Company, by Walker's Auto Salvage, and by Owens Lawnmower Service of Charleston. Lynn Manley will be talking with Jose Garza and A.J. Foyt right after this. Quality materials help to ensure a quality job. Ensure your new construction will have permanence, beauty, fire safety, and will require no maintenance by selecting Georgia Carolina brick and tile products from Dorchester Brickworks, Highway 78 West in Somerville, where brick is their only product. Georgia Carolina makes a multitude of sizes, shapes, colors, and shades from which to choose, in large quantities, ready for immediate shipment to your construction job anywhere in the Tri-County area. Ensure permanence. Select brick from Dorchester Brickworks Limited. Call 873-1610.
WOKE.
Walker's Auto Salvage at 2020 Savannah Highway has a large supply of used auto parts for your car. In fact, if Keith Walker doesn't have the part that you need in stock right away, he can order it for you overnight through his teletype service, which has access to more than 7 million parts. Included are a good selection of rebuilt and used starters and alternators. Now, if you're repairing, restoring, or building from ground up, look for the old car on the pole. It's in front of Walker's Auto Salvage across from Triangle Lanes, 2020 Savannah Highway west of the Ashley. Call 556-2023.
We're talking with Jose Garza, 22-year-old rookie from Mexico City. Jose, you could become the first Mexican race driver to ever win the Indy 500, a feat that your countryman, the late Pedro Rodriguez, could never achieve. Does that inspire you to work harder and drive faster than you ever thought possible?
Well, it definitely does, because I'm representing a whole country behind me. You know, it's really a good push, and it helps me get through it. Of course, with the first Mexican to win it is still quite a bit away, but at least the first Mexican to start in it would be looks a little bit more possible.
When you first arrived here at the Speedway, what was your first impression?
Well, the track looked a little bit narrower than what I thought, and it looked a little bit more tricky than what I thought it would be. But I'm starting to work on it, I'm starting to get the right line and finding the little tricks of the track, and it is really an outstanding track.
Does racing have the same level of popularity in Mexico that it does in this country?
Well, it did in the Rodriguez times, and it slowly faded away because there really isn't right now enough drivers and enough competition down there. But we have a lot of race fans down there that would like to see Mexican drivers come up to international levels.
Well, what do you ultimately hope to accomplish in racing? In other words, from the Indy 500, where would you want to go next?
Well, I guess next year try a little bit in Formula One, but definitely come back here. This is, the biggest event in motor racing.
Jose, thank you, and the best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Glenn Manley will be talking with A.J. Foyt after this.
If the transmission of your car is leaking, slipping, growling, or jerking, then it's time for you to visit either one of the two Mr. Transmissions in Charleston or in Somerville. This is Buck Clayton assuring you that the folks at Mr. Transmission are pros. For instance, Paul Keener has been in the people's pleasing business for 27 years. When you take your car to Mr. Transmission, you'll receive a free road test and a diagnostic inspection of the condition of the transmission in your vehicle. Then, before they begin the repairs, they'll quote you the finished price. This is your protection, along with a nationwide guarantee and one-day service. Mr. Transmission, two locations, 2435 Savannah Highway in Charleston, 114 East 5th Street, Highway 78 at 17A in Somerville.
WOKE!
Harold and Wayne Prince invite you to a world of shopping convenience at either Princess Piggly Wiggly Food Store in the Charleston Heights area. In addition to 7-day extended hours shopping convenience, you'll find weekly bargains on brand name and Piggly Wiggly items. And you can't pass up bargains like yellow corn, tender and sweet, 5 ears for 79 cents. Mixed fryer parts, the family pack, 49 cents a pound. And Carolina Pride smoked cured ham, whole or shank portion, 79 cents a pound. Butt portion, 89 cents a pound. For selection, convenience, super specials and greenback stamps, shop either Princess Piggly Wiggly in the Charleston Heights Shopping Center, open 24 hours, and in the Fabian Shopping Plaza, open till midnight.
We're talking with A.J. Foyt, the only man to win Indy 4 times. A.J., a lot of people are saying that you want to win Indy this year more than ever before. Why is that? What's your drive?
Well, actually, you know, last year we were quite embarrassed, myself, my team. We didn't run very good at all. It's probably the worst we've ever run since we've been here, and there's a couple guys that's won it 3 times, and it's always better. It's like a poker hand where you have a little bit more cushion. So if you can get 5 times, it'll take another year or two to catch you.
Well, you're coming here this year with a new car. Does it take a new car every year to win?
Well, I don't know if it necessarily takes a new car. You know, we got a kind of exotic car that we built this year. One handicap we have, we haven't had the testing on it that we would have liked to have, but that's the reason we're here early, and we're going to try to do a lot of running and get it started out.
Is there anything that you can tell us about this new car?
Well, it's a new Coyote. It's a 15 Coyote we have built. It's a new ground effects car. You know, since you can't have the sliding skirts, we designed the car without the sliding skirt, and that's about it.
Usually in a race, you wait until about halfway before you make your move. Is this going to be part of your strategy this year?
Well, I think fuel is going to be a big problem here this year. I think we're going to have to kind of play cat and mouse. I just, if I could lead it all the way, I wouldn't, without abusing the car, but if not, I'll probably lay there about halfway and then try to save it to the end, because, you know, they don't pay nothing for the first few laps. It's always that last lap of the day, and that's the only one I care to lead.
Hey, Jay, you're the proud owner of several thoroughbred racehorses. Have you had much success lately?
Well, pretty good, Leonard. Derby Day, we was lucky enough, we started 3 horses, and we win 1 race, and a second, and a third, so we've had a lot of fun down there.
Well, Jay, we wish the horses work here for you this year, and you come in with a fifth win.
Well, thank you, Lenny.
A.J. Foyt, and our thanks to Lynn Manley and Val Villain for supplying the information used in this report. Now this.
Don't be a victim of burglars. Call Protecto Guard at 795-6335 for customized steel windows and door guards. 50% off for a limited time only in Spanish, Old Charleston, or contemporary designs. You may be placing too much dependency on watchdogs, alarm systems, or personal firearms, when really and truly, the best way to protect the security of your home, your loved ones, and your prized possessions is with the installation of Protecto Guard's low-cost, customized steel window and door guards on your home or business. 50% discount for a limited time only. Call 795-6335 now. Tomorrow may be too late.
These Indianapolis 500 Trackside Reports are co-sponsored in part by Mr. Transmission, Charleston and Somerville, by Wilson Tire and Service Company, by AAA Rentals, by the Norton Company Charleston Plant, by Bob McKenzie's Heating and Air Conditioning Company, and by the two Princess Piggly Wigglies of the North Area. Stay tuned here to WOKE for continued update reports.
We're Sunday, May 24th. You will hear the 65th running of the Indianapolis 500.
Well, Tweety, that was an exciting report from Indy, and for the Indy 500 coming up here on Wonderful Wolk Radio on May 24th. It's now 23 minutes before 8 o'clock. It's clear and 56, the airport 64. in downtown Charleston. And looking over our state this morning, all reporting stations reporting fair or clear skies. Anderson is clear in 54. The wind is calm there. Florence clear in 56 and also calm winds. Asheville up in Bowcatcher Mountain, it's clear in 45 degrees. Calm winds too. Down in Savannah, fair 56, calm winds. Atlanta partly cloudy this morning, 59 degrees. They got a northerly wind at 3 miles an hour. Up on the beach at Myrtle Beach, fair in 56 this morning. Northerly winds there, 3 miles an hour. Up in the Queen City, Charlotte, it's clear in 55 degrees. Beaufort has fog or haze, they're not certain. So they've got both of them on here, fog or haze, it says, 57. The winds are calm there.
From the WOKE Sound Stage. This is Wonderful Woke Radio's preview album.
And Tweety Bird has picked this one out for us this morning. And Tweety, it's... Okay, girl, this is Connie Francis' album. It's called I'm Me Again, and this is a silver anniversary album. And Tweet, she's going to sing for us, I Don't Want to Walk Without You. Charleston, Tweety. It's now 19 minutes before 8 o'clock. It's clear 56 at the airport, 64 in Charleston City. Tweety, I've got a little recording here that Tom, our, you know, Tom Cena, our afternoon, our evening man, left me. He wants some exposure to, I guess, talent scouts. He heard there are a bunch of talent scouts in town. And I'm somewhat reluctant to play this recording. I know that there might be a dozen talent scouts out there, and I'm perplexed. Well, okay, this I understand Tom recorded this song or had the song previewed on the Buck Clayton Show a few mornings ago. Well, I don't know. Let's listen to it, Tweety.
Sweet Vidalia onions, sweeter than a chicken's lips. Sweet Vidalia onions, don't forget them on your shopping list. Cause you can bake them, dice them, boil them, chop them, fry them suckers up. Eat them like an apple or a pear if you must. Sweet Vidalia onions, I like an onion, but an onion's what they are.
Tweety, I still don't know. I don't think it'll sell too many copies.
This is an editorial. The recipient of many outstanding awards during the past 20 years, including the George Washington Award from Freedom's Foundation at Valley Forge, and several units of the Department of South Carolina, veterans of World Wars I and II, of the USA, and their auxiliaries for unusual services to his country, here is Mr. Harry C. Weaver, President and General Manager of WOKE Radio, speaking for the Weaver Broadcasting Corporation.
The old adage, crime does not pay, has been eradicated because today, crime does pay. And it's mostly due to watered-down laws and hamstrung officials unable to make those criminals wish they had never been born. The low conviction rate in our courts today is encouraging a few thugs to commit a disproportionate number of crimes. As everyone knows, the crime rate is increasing rapidly in America, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the actual number of criminals is growing at the same pace. What we Americans are seeing, rather, is an alarming ability of criminals to repeat their offenses with impunity. As one police chief from suburban Los Angeles puts it, quote, most criminals are caught over and over again. The court system is unable or unwilling to convict guilty persons. As a result, certainty of punishment is almost laughable. The recent trend toward mandatory sentencing has resulted in prison sentences for 37% of those convicted, the chief admits. Still, in Los Angeles County, only 3% of those arrested for felonies go to prison, end quote. With odds like that in their favor, is it any wonder outlaws keep committing crimes? Through the failure of our courts to convict the guilty, we are in effect making crime a low-risk business for the few among us who choose that path. For example, a recent study conducted at Temple University evaluated 237 habitual criminals and discovered that they had committed more than 500,000 crimes during that 11-year period. Sadly, the lesson that crime pays is being driven home to young people. In Washington, D.C., for instance, one-fourth of all arrests involve kids under 18 years of age, half of whom have been arrested at least once before. One group of 155 juveniles, according to a policy study, have been responsible for 2,363 crimes, an average of 15 apiece. One 18-year-old with a record of 7 crimes, including murder, told a Washington newspaper reporter of his first arrest for shoplifting. The police just wrote up a pink slip and let me go, he recalled. I started laughing. No doubt, he's still laughing. And why not? Why should he fear a system in which criminals, even after their arrest, are seldom prosecuted, convicted, or punished? The only ones who have anything to fear are the potential victims of these criminals.
This was an editorial. You have just heard Mr. Harry C. Weaver, President and General Manager of WOKE Radio, speaking for the Weaver Broadcasting Corporation, the holder of the historic distinction of becoming South Carolina's first consistent broadcast editorialist, daily, weekly, monthly, and annually, and the first broadcaster in the nation in the history of AM, FM, or TV electronic journalism to editorially endorse the ticket of a national political party. The facilities of WOKE Radio are always available for responsible persons with conflicting opinions on controversial editorial subjects.
Well, Tweety, right now it's 12 minutes before 8 o'clock, and that's official Tweety Bird time on the Buck Layton Show, and Cousin Dave sitting in, Uncle Dave sitting in and relieving Cousin Johnny while Buck Layton is in the upcountry area this morning. It's clear in 56 at the airport, 64 in downtown Charleston. And Tweety, straight ahead, and up ahead is a moon sing, and we're still deciding here what we should do for that moon sing, and also we're going to pull a rain gauge theater out of the archives, Tweety, and have that on sometime this morning. And right now, let's take a look at sports.
They came to boo Pete, but ended up cheering him. Good morning, everybody. Jim Kelly with the Sports World Roundup on the CBS Radio Network. In San Francisco, a rose by any other name is a boo, but after he hit a single in the seventh inning to pass Hank Aaron and move into the second spot on the all-time hit list, Pete got a standing ovation.
It showed a lot to me because I've always, wanted to be known for a guy who can hit and to be the number one most prolific. prolific hitter in the history of the National League. Sure, it's got to mean an awful lot. Probably the utmost thing individually that will ever happen to me.
3,601. Stan Musial only 29 ahead. Remember the 29th. That's the day of the threatened strike. Wouldn't that be a shame for all concerned? On the scoreboard, Giants 5, Phillies 2. Otherwise, Houston shut out St. Louis 3-0. A Don Sutton 5-hitter, his 53rd career goose egg, one shy of Seaver.
Early in the ballgame, my curveball was really good. Later in the ballgame, I kind of went away from it and went to the slider. But for a long time, for a couple of years, I really lost confidence in my curveball and went to a shorter one. But this year, I've been throwing it. I've been throwing it well and using it more.
Speaking of Seaver, as we were, he 5-hit the Cubs. The Reds won 8-3. The Padres dropped the Mets 5-0. Pirates 7, Braves 5, and the Dodgers dumped the Expos 8-6.
The right price, CarQuest. The right parts, CarQuest.
Right now at participating CarQuest auto parts stores, you'll find super savings on name brand shock absorbers. Great buys, great savings on shocks for a smoother, safer ride for your car. Visit your nearby CarQuest auto parts stores. We're in the Yellow Pages.
The right place to buy auto parts.
Sweeping the nation this week from Sears, America's first choice in paint, the half-price paint sale. Washington, our nation's capital votes yes on the one-coat exterior flat, only $4.99 a gallon.
Half-price!
Chicago, like the Windy City, you pay only $5.49 a gallon for a one-coat ceiling paint.
Half-price!
Los Angeles, the city of make-believe, can't believe Sears is selling a one-coat interior flat for $5.49. Semi-gloss for only $5.99 a gallon.
One-coat when applied as directed.
Across America, for terrific paints at half-price, you can count on Sears.
Can you name the American League's only six-game winners? A's fans can. Both pitch for Billy Martin out in Oakland. Mike Norris and Matt Keough, who last night had a no-hitter going against the Yankees after 5 1/3.
Fastball, mainly. I threw a couple curveballs and a couple screwballs, and that was about it. And I was fortunate. I had the ball in good location, had pretty good pop on it, and I mainly went with it. When you get a lead like I had, you got to mainly go after them. And I did that, and everything worked.
Until the New York 8th, when the Yanks erupted for 4 runs, but Oakland had 5 and hung on.
No, I'm not surprised. We have a very good defensive team, infield and outfield-wise. We have good catching, good starting pitching, and our bullpen has come on and done an outstanding job.
The A's are 6.5 ahead in the West, while the rest, Boston beat the Twins 5-2. Tigers took Seattle 1-0. 4-0, the Orioles over the Blue Jays. Cleveland 4, Chicago 3, California 6, Milwaukee 3. Hey, that's 4 in a row now for the Angels since Jim Fregosi's job was placed in jeopardy. California's Bobby Gritt.
I think that everybody's been playing hard ever since the season started. It seems to be a little more than a coincidence that we've been playing quite a bit better ever since this firing of Fregosi talk has come around, you know.
Mm-hmm. Fregosi knows.
I have no say-so about my own destiny as far as managing this ball club, so all I look at it is I'm going to do the best I can. The players have got to play, and I think they will.
7 months pregnant, now I get hemorrhoids.
Oh, I got them when I was expecting, sis.
What'd you do?
Use Preparation H. Many find it gives temporary relief from flare-ups. The special ingredients relieve pain and itch.
Sounds like real medicine.
Even helps shrink swollen, inflamed hemorrhoidal tissue.
I'll try it.
Check your doctor before using any medicine. Hi, how goes it today?
Great, thanks to you and Preparation H.
Preparation H relieves pain and itch, helps shrink swelling, use only as directed.
One tries to avoid elimination, the other falling too far behind. Tonight, Houston hosting Boston in the NBA. The Celts lead 3-2, but hey, in 20 playoff games, Houston hasn't lost 2 in a row. Meanwhile, Stanley Cup Finals, the North Stars need to win to split with the Islanders, otherwise it's down 2-0 to the defending Cup champs. That's the Sports World Roundup. I'm Jim Kelly, CBS Radio Network.
For some people, price is the question when it comes to upgrading the electrical systems of homes and businesses. With the Jim Ritter Electric Contractors, quality is the answer. This is Buck Clayton, reminding you that the Jim Ritter Electric Contractors is a very responsible business concern in our Charleston community, resourceful and knowledgeable in the present-day concepts of electrical systems for residential and commercial facilities. The personnel of Jim Ritter Electric Contractors are qualified. the resources and know-how abundant so as to assure you of a professional job in electrical system updating with quality workmanship the main factor. Price may be the question of some, but quality is the answer. The Jim Ritter Electric Contractors is noted for their electrical service department. In an emergency within the Charleston community, Jim Ritter will respond to your service call within the hour. However, for regular service calls or requests for free estimates on electrical repairs or new construction, 24 hours would be the average time for response. The Jim Ritter telephone number is 556-8647. Buck Clayton reminds you of this most important fact. If Jim Ritter does electrical work in your home or business by upgrading your system, he'll personally stand behind his work. Reliable, reputable electric service and repairs, a growing company, but not too big to handle a small job. Call the Jim Ritter Electric Contractors at 556-8647. Tell our good friends there that Buck Clayton asked you to call.
Cockroaches do not bite, but they do carry infectious germs on their legs. Recently, in a California housing project that was infested with roaches, one out of every three residents came down with hepatitis. After 2 years of clearing out the roaches, the rate dropped to only 3% instead of 33%.
And the official Tweety Bird time on the Buck Clayton program, Caroline in the Morning. It's 5 minutes before 8 o'clock, 5 minutes ahead of CBS Radio News. It's clear in 56 at the airport, 64 degrees in Charleston City. And we've had 9 moon reports this morning, and Tweety, do you know what that means?
Something great's gonna happen. Something great's gonna happen.
Carolina moon keeps shining, shining on the one that waits for me.
Sweet Vidalia onions, sweeter than a chicken's lips. Sweet Vidalia onions, don't forget them on your shopping list. Cause you can bake them, dice them, broil them, chop them, fry them suckers up. Eat them like an apple or a pear if you must. Sweet Vidalia onions, not like an onion, but an onion's what they are.
Look for the yellow tag of the Vidalia Chamber of Commerce. It guarantees they've been grown in the heart of Vidalia onion land.
Take a trip from coast to coast and spend nothing or only a small fee for parking overnight. WOKE Radio is offering the updated published book entitled A Guide to Free Campgrounds. This directory can save you from $3 to $9 per night if you know where the free campgrounds are located. The WOKE Campgrounds Directory lists by states the available overnight campsites in one handy book, big enough to cover 49 states and small enough to fit into the glove compartment of your vehicle. The WOKE Campsites Directory has been compiled and edited by people who are themselves campers and enjoy being able to travel and camp in peaceful, uncrowded places. Many Americans are camping and traveling without being aware of the fact that there are free places in which to set up camp, fish, swim, and enjoy themselves. Save the price of this campgrounds directory on your first night of travel. Send $3.95 plus 50 cents for postage and handling to Campgrounds, WOKE Radio, Post Office Box 30547, Charleston, South Carolina, zip code 29407. That's Campgrounds, WOKE Radio, Post Office Box 30547, Charleston, South Carolina, zip code 29407, or stop by our WOKE Broadcast Center, 1715 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard, during regular office hours.
To your music, news, and sports AM station, WOKE, in Charleston.
In Charleston, it's now 8 o'clock news time.
Recovering from assassination attempt as Turkey presses for return of alleged assailant. Poland shocked. Syrians shoot down unmanned Israeli reconnaissance plane. Good morning. This is Dallas Townsend with a CBS World News Roundup. Pope John Paul is apparently making a satisfactory recovery from yesterday's attempt on his life. David Jackson reports from Rome.
Security is extremely tight around Gemelli Hospital, where doctors say the Pope spent a tranquil night following 5 hours of surgery to repair intestinal damage from yesterday's assassination attempt. The doctors say it's a generally serious situation, though completely under control. Prognosis is still guarded. The Pope's expected to remain in intensive care for at least 2 days more, getting heavy doses of antibiotics, and doctors are watching closely for any complications. The doctors say they can be neither optimistic nor pessimistic at this point. They say the Pontiff probably will have to undergo another operation within a month to complete the repair work. A mass was said for the Pontiff at St. Peter's Basilica this morning. Several thousand people came to St. Peter's Square where the shooting took place. Some Polish Catholics lit a large candle there. The Vatican has asked Romans to turn out en masse there this evening to pray for John Paul. The Vatican's second-in-command, the Secretary of State, Augusto Cardinal Casaroli, heard news of the shooting as he was flying to New York yesterday. So once in New York, he immediately boarded a flight back to Rome. He said he was bringing a personal letter from President Reagan to the Pope. Casaroli says he doubts that the shooting will at all change the desire of his friend the Pope to be among the people. Besides, says Casaroli, there's really little that anyone can do to protect such a public figure from those he calls deranged people. The man arrested for the shooting, a 23-year-old Turkish right-winger, Mehmet Ali Acar, told police he acted alone. He's now been formally charged with attempted murder of the Pope and of the two women who were wounded in the attack. I'm David Jackson, CBS News in Rome. Now for more on the alleged assailant, Robin Wright in Istanbul.
The Turkish news agency reported today that two Turkish security officials are being sent to Rome to seek extradition of Mehmet Ali Acar. Acar was sentenced to death in 1979 for the murder in Istanbul of a newspaper editor. He escaped under mysterious circumstances in late 79, shortly before the Pope's trip to Turkey. It was after his escape that he made his first threat to kill the Pope. All of Istanbul's major newspapers carried banner headlines today about the shooting. One said simply, "A national shame," above a large color picture of the Pope. Turks in general seem stunned by the news and somewhat baffled. Turkey is predominantly Muslim, and the Pope's visit here 2 years ago sparked mainly curiosity. To many Turks, the Pope also seemed an unlikely target of a Muslim assailant because of the Pope's appeals, most notably on his recent trip to Pakistan, for closer collaboration and cooperation between Catholics and the Islamic world. Robin Wright, CBS News, Istanbul.
Expressions of outrage and sorrow over the attack on Pope John Paul have come from government and religious leaders around the world and from people in all walks of life. President Reagan said he's praying for the pontiff and added, "The world is horrified and all of us grieve over this terrible act of violence."
There's a good reason why an expert golfer never enters a tournament with just a single club. Instead, he takes a large bag with many clubs because he knows he will need different clubs for different kinds of shots. And the same is true in the world of business. We need different tools for different objectives. That's why Dale Carnegie offers five distinctly different courses, each for a different purpose. A management seminar for managers, a sales course for people in selling, a course for better customer relations, a fourth course to improve teamwork and harmony within an organization, and still a fifth course to help men and women become more confident, express themselves more effectively, and work even better with people. Five distinctly different courses, each for a different purpose. Call today for a free catalog outlining all five Dale Carnegie courses. Call Dale Carnegie toll-free, 800-231-5800. That's Dale Carnegie toll-free, 800-231-5800. In Texas, call 800-392-2424.
Winston Burdett, now retired, is a longtime resident of Rome. And this morning he ponders the mood in the Eternal City following the attempt to assassinate the Pope.
This is a day of dreadful consternation here in the capital of world Catholicism. Outwardly, Rome and its busy streets are flowing with life as usual. The air is fresh under a bright sun. But everyone I have spoken to this morning is asking the same question in the same confusion of spirit. It is a question which, we now learn, Pope John Paul himself asked after he arrived at the hospital last evening. Why, he murmured to a nurse, why to the Pope? Why did they do it to the Pope? Everyone has known that it could happen, for no man on the public stage is more easily accessible to strangers. None moves more freely with so light a guard, but nobody in the least expected it. Romans today are living close to their radios and television sets, intent and worried. They are not thinking particularly of the would-be assassin, of his career in Turkish terrorism, or his presumed motives. They are thinking anxiously of the Polish bishop of this city, of Pope John Paul and his unbounded vitality, struck down but successfully withstanding more than 5 hours of surgery. The man who now is lying in the reanimation ward of a Roman hospital on a high hill behind Vatican City, the preacher of peace and the victim of the hatreds he has challenged. Winston Burdett, CBS News, Rome.
The pontiff's native land today is in a state of deep shock over the attempt on his life. Bert Quint reports from Warsaw.
Poland's people and their communist leaders, at odds over so many issues, were joined today in a mood of outrage, trepidation, and sorrow. The official and state-run press, radio, and television continued to give unprecedented coverage to the assassination attempt and to the ensuing medical bulletins. Warsaw's major newspaper devoted its entire front page to the story. The Communist Party's daily paper expressed what it called the shock felt by all people of goodwill. All entertainment has been canceled for today. Nightclubs, theaters, movies. The state radio is broadcasting classical music, frequent medical bulletins, excerpts from John Paul's poetry, and from speeches he made on the papal visit to his homeland. Prayers are being said for the Pope in churches throughout the country. The Poles, among the world's most devout Roman Catholics, consider the Pope a guarantee against harm to this country. Specifically in recent months against intervention by Poland's hardline East Bloc neighbors. Even though somewhat cheered by medical reports this morning, they remain uneasy. They are worried, too, about Cardinal Wyszynski, the primate of Poland, who is ill. Their prayers today are for his recovery, too. Bert Quint, CBS News, Warsaw.
Poland's independent trade union leader, Lech Walesa, learned of the attempt on Pope John Paul in Japan. Walesa stayed up most of the night waiting for word on the pontiff's condition.
Well, never thought I'd get hemorrhoids. Just what I need now that I drive a cab.
Here, try what I use. Preparation H.
You too?
Anybody can get hemorrhoids, especially people who sit a lot. but Preparation H often gives me fast, temporary relief from occasional pain and itch.
Sounds great.
Even helps shrink swelling of tissues caused by inflammation.
I'll try it.
Seems good this week.
Yours is the best.
Preparation H relieves pain and itch, even helps shrink swelling. Use only as directed.
Ethel Merman for Western Union's Mailgram Service.
What a difference a mailgram makes in 24 little hours.
If you want to register a protest with the powers that be, just pick up the phone, call Western Union, and send a mailgram message. Within seconds, a piece of your mind will be on its way for delivery with the next business day's mail.
And it's only a day away, that mailgram.
Syrian forces today shot down an unmanned Israeli reconnaissance plane over Lebanon. Larry Pintak has the story in Beirut.
The drone was downed in mid-morning while over the Bekaa Valley. It was the second time since Tuesday that the Syrians have hit an unmanned Israeli reconnaissance plane. The Voice of Lebanon, the Christian Writers-Controlled Radio, reports that the missile split the plane in half. It says the parachute, which eyewitnesses first reported seeing, appears to have in fact been the wreckage falling to earth. Israeli warplanes, meanwhile, have been active over Beirut and South Lebanon, smashing the sound barrier, but they did not attack. The flyover prompted Palestinian guerrillas to open up with anti-aircraft guns. But the Palestinians don't have the kind of sophisticated missiles in place in the Bekaa, and as usual, the Israeli jets headed home unscathed. This morning's downing of the unmanned reconnaissance plane comes as White House envoy Philip Habib is holding talks in Damascus with President Hafez al-Assad. He arrived in the Syrian capital after meetings here yesterday with Lebanese President Elias Sarkis. Both men refused comment to reporters, but unofficial reports indicate Habib is making some progress toward defusing the crisis. One good sign greeted his arrival in Lebanon yesterday. The country's main airport reopened for the first time in 3 weeks. Larry Pintak, CBS News, Beirut.
Don Klatzer reports from Damascus that the pace of Habib's peace mission seems to be quickening.
Yorktown Inn Seafood Restaurant west of the Ashleys featuring their big luncheon menus Monday through Friday from 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Here's only one from their dozen tantalizing specials. Light and tasty shrimp salad. Tiny shrimp, diced peppers, celery, eggs, mixed with creamy mayonnaise, served on crispy lettuce, garnished with tomatoes and egg wedges, only $3.75. Tea or coffee with refills, milk and soft drinks, all 40 cents. Y'all come to Yorktown Inn Seafood Restaurant, 1550 and a half Savannah Highway, next to the Best Western Motel. 556-9122 for carryout orders.
The shop that quality and integrity built for expert domestic auto body, frame, and suspension repair. Freddie Clark & Son also specializes in foreign makes such as Datsun, Honda, and Toyota. With the finest equipment money can buy, their experienced technicians will carefully restore it to its original value and beauty. So if your foreign make has been damaged, whether it's a Mercedes, Jaguar, MG, or Triumph, Freddie Clark & Sons, 4264 Meeting Street Road, can repair it. It's the shop that has set the standard for an industry. Remember, there's no competition for quality.
Drastic discrepancies between this Japanese report and the interim U.S. report given to Prime Minister Suzuki last week. For example, the crewmen said they hoisted an international distress flag within minutes of the collision, a flag that should have been spotted either by the sub or by an American plane spotted overhead. Also, the crew has insisted there was great commotion as they tried to lower life rafts. Another point, the Japanese crew places the scene of the accident about 3.5 nautical miles away from the point specified in the American report. Also, the crew said the sub surfaced no more than 500 meters from the freighter, not the 1,100 meters stated in the U.S. report. Government officials promised to ask Washington for clarification, but some Japanese are speculating that the Americans will not be able to provide satisfactory answers because of military secrecy. Bruce Dunning, CBS News, Tokyo.
A serious train wreck occurred today in South Korea between Seoul and the southeastern port city of Busan. Police report about 40 people were killed, more than 120 injured. An express train halted after striking a motorcyclist at a grade crossing, then was hit by a commuter train. The dollar strengthened this morning against the major foreign currencies, especially the yen, and gold is on the downside. It was fixed in London at $480.75 an ounce. Another convicted IRA guerrilla began a hunger strike today at May's prison outside Belfast, taking the place of Francis Hughes, who died on Tuesday after fasting for 59 days. The new man is Brendan McLaughlin, serving a 12-year sentence for illegal possession of weapons. Martha Teichner reports from Belfast that British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher has given a flat no to proposals by the leader of Northern Ireland's Social Democratic Labour Party to end the IRA hunger strikes. That official, John Hughes, suggested flexibility with regard to the hunger strikers' demands that they wear their own clothing and have free association inside the prison. Mrs. Thatcher said the demands amounted to political prisoner status and refused to yield. Opposition Labour Party leader Michael Foote again supported her. As for the late Francis Hughes, his body was taken to his hometown last night. It was to have passed through Catholic areas of Belfast, but police took custody of the body and escorted the hearse to his home themselves, taking another route. American Telephone and Telegraph Company was to have put a series of rate increases into effect today, but it's not going to. The Federal Communications Commission has blocked the increases, at least temporarily, on grounds that AT&T used inconsistent data in computing them. The company describes the FCC's objections as purely technical rather than substantive. From our standpoint, says an AT&T spokesman, this is certainly a disappointment. He adds that the company will provide information to clear up the matter so that the new rates can go into effect as soon as possible. Dallas Townsend, CBS News.
Sunday, May the 24th, and for the 26th year over WOKE.
This is Paul Page. May 24th, 33 of the finest racing drivers in the world will face the green flag in the 500-mile challenge once again. Join us here on the world's largest radio network for the 65th running of the Indianapolis 500.
Throughout the week, you're hearing trackside reports dealing with up-to-the-minute interviews of the drivers, mechanics, and officials involved with this year's 500. And don't forget, we have another weekend of Indianapolis 500 time trials coming up May 16th and 17th, each night at 6:30. Throughout the speed weeks, stay tuned to WOKE.
Where Sunday, May 24th, you will hear the 65th running of the Indianapolis 500.
This is WOKE, Wonderful Woke Radio, in Charleston, South Carolina. The station that shows you results, not figures from a radio survey.
And good morning and welcome in to the 8 o'clock edition of Carolina in the Morning. This is Uncle Dave sitting in for a vacationing Buck Clayton. And with me here in the studio is, Tweety. Tweety, I was just thinking, we've got a gold record set up on the turntable. And do you remember the first time ever you saw my face? Well, I remember the first time ever I saw your face. And that's the title of our gold record.
Another million-dollar record from the WOKE Goldust Library.
And now going back to 1972, as we turn back to musical hands of time, here's Roberta Flack from that year and the first time ever I saw your face. It's 17 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's 21 minutes after 8 o'clock. Tweety, I'm sorry. And Tweety, by the way, before you give your signal for our time check, do you remember the first time we saw the Duke of Bologna's face? Okay, 21 minutes after 8 o'clock on Carolina in the Morning. It's clear, 64 at the airfield and 64 also in Charleston City.
to the great outdoors.
Ask yourself the following questions. Do I ever flip a lighted cigarette out of the car window while driving or throw it into the brush while walking? Have I ever left an unattended fire in camp? Have I ever passed by a smoldering fire left by another camper without stopping to put it out? If you answered yes to any of these questions, a forest fire could start.
The Sportsman's Guide to the Great Outdoors.
And Tweety Marshall Loeb is coming up with his program, Your Dollars, his best blue attire this morning, so he'll be a little late. So I've gone into the archives, and do you remember about 3 years ago when we used to have our rain gauge theaters? Well, let's try this one out for size.
Evening. We now present the Rain Gauge Mystery Theater. The story you're about to hear is true. Only the dates, names, circumstances, events, and conclusions have been changed to protect the innocent.
Tweety, this is a story of the sea. Buck Clayton, many, many years ago, had a great uncle also named Buck, Captain Buck, who sailed a ship named the Carolina Moon. It sailed the seven seas with rich cargoes of molasses, lumber, bananas, and sometimes other things. Occasionally, he'd take on a passenger or two. One such passenger came aboard in Baltimore as the crew loaded the ship with feed and seed for a voyage to the Canary Islands. From there, they'd set sail to Christmas Island with wrapping paper and bows, then on to Easter Island with a cargo of eggs and dyes. Little did the captain know that this voyage would not go as planned because of the tall, mysterious stranger who wore dark glasses and who spoke to nobody, and who had immediately taken two large black trunks to his quarters. On the passenger log, he had signed his name almost illegible, but Captain Buck could make it out as an S, an I, and a D, Sid. His first name was B-I-G, Big. Big Sid. He scratched his head and wondered why that name rang a bell. He tried to recall, but his thoughts was interrupted as his first mate, Duca Bologna, approached him and said,
We are loaded and ready to set sail, El Capitan.
Captain Buck, an old salt for many years, had heard tales of every scoundrel, villain, and rogue from Shanghai to Cape Town. And the neatly dressed man in the passenger's cabin somehow was a character in one of those stories. But where and when? Again, his thoughts were broken when the new ship's cook knocked on his cabin door.
Hello there. Well, you are attractive. I never knew Irene had such good taste.
Well, after telling her how to prepare navy beans for supper, he wondered about the baffling man again. He wondered what the trunks contained and why this gentleman was going to Easter Island. Big Sid was as mysterious as Easter Island, which held one of the world's greatest secrets. Hundreds of statues of heads, some 80 ton. Once with hats along the shoreline, their open eyes tipped slightly backward looking into the sky. He called in his Spanish interpreter and asked Pablo what he knew of Easter Island and to give him his opinion of Big Sid. The cook and Captain Buck listened intently to his opinion.
Ningún grupo de personas de cualquier edad está libre de problemas. La gente joven hace frente a presiones que a veces los hacen caer en drogas.
Well, it was now so with the problem, but he did offer to help to prepare the beans for supper. The ship sailed on, heading for the Canaries. A storm was blowing up. Duca Bologna had put on his slicker. Inside Captain Two, Big Sid opened up one of his trunks and looked inside. The stranger closed the trunk and locked it. Then he walked to the galley where the cook was singing a song for the crew. The storm raged on through the night, but at daybreak it cleared up and Captain Buck made his rounds of the deck. He noticed the door of cabin 2 open. He walked to the open doorway and peered in, but was surprised to find the room empty. The stranger was gone. The trunks were gone and a note was attached to the bunk. Captain Buck looked around and then saw second mate Duke Canterbury entering the room. The captain asked him what could have happened to Big Sid. Did he vanish? The mate answered,
"There's just no way the people can keep up with him."
And Tweety, we're out of time. I'll have to finish the story for you tomorrow. Okay?
Well, Tweety, that'll be continued possibly another year or so from now. It's clear in 64 in Charleston, 64 at the airport, 64 also in Charleston City. And in Charleston, it's 8:30 on Carolina in the Morning. And stay tuned for Your Dollars with Marsha Loeb coming up on the CBS Radio Network.
Whatever your personal feelings about divorce, you have to admit that it's becoming easier and often cheaper to get. What's more surprising is that divorced people no longer stand to be discriminated against in their jobs and careers. I'm Marshall Loeb, managing editor of Money Magazine, with Your Dollars on the CBS Radio Network. First this.
Reach out and touch someone.
Reach out and touch someone close who's far away.
And Daddy, I start next month. They give me my own office on the 25th floor.
Oh,
my
great.
Own name on it.
Well, that's super, Andy. I bet you got a great view.
Well, not really. The new members of the firm don't get offices with windows.
My daughter, the lawyer, doesn't get to look out the window?
Not for a while, Daddy. For now, I'll have to look out the wall. Oh, I wish you could jump on a plane and come and celebrate with me.
Me too, honey. We're so proud of you. We know what it took to get through law school.
Oh, so do I, Daddy. And I know I couldn't have done it without you and Mama. Your encouragement, your understanding. And we all know tuition doesn't grow on trees, and you're not made of money. Daddy, thank you. I love you.
Andy, right now, the richest man in the world. Now, let me put your mother on. She'd never forgive me if I didn't let you talk to her.
Divorced executives used to be the black sheep of the corporate family. Today, they're rather warmly welcomed into the fold. A survey by National Personnel Associates of 237 executive placement agencies reveals that a divorced manager is even more likely to land a high-level job than his still-merged competitor. As one recruiter explains, employers feel that divorced persons devote more time to the job than married people do. Divorced women with children are in particular demand. They have to work, or so the recruiters reason, and they're willing to make adjustments to succeed. Also, childless divorced people rarely hesitate to relocate, and that's a sizable advantage over married people who resist moving. But the recruiters warn that people in the process of divorcing are on a business blacklist. These managers aren't in any emotional state to make important career decisions, says Clark Hager, a recruiter in Spokane, Washington. So they shouldn't think of changing jobs until they've been divorced for at least a year or two. Now this.
When you get the Hearts 2-in-1 Plus collar for your dog or cat, you know it will work, and you know it will last. The Hearts 2-in-1 Plus collar is the first collar to kill fleas and ticks for 5 months. A full 5 months of effective protection, and the Hearts collar's fast-acting odorless ingredients won't vaporize. Stays on your pet to work even if the collar gets wet. Get your pet the collar that really works and really lasts. Helps protect your home and family, too. The Hearts 2-in-1 Plus collar kills fleas and ticks for 5 months.
There's another new twist in the personal economics of divorce. You've heard of no-fault divorce and do-it-yourself kits for handling the legal details. Now comes mail-order divorce. The state of California has introduced it. Since January 1st, Californians who meet their state's residency requirements, whose divorces are uncontested, and who have already agreed on how to divide their property, need only to fill out affidavits swearing that their marriages have broken down because of irreconcilable differences and mail the papers to the county court. A decree is then granted in absentia. One Superior Court judge estimates that couples then can save at least $100 because they don't need a lawyer accompanying them to court. Mail order divorces also save court costs and thus save the taxpayer some money. And that's one reason why legislators in Howard Jarvis's home state have adopted mail order divorce. I'm Marshall Loeb on the CBS Radio Network.
And Tweety right now, it's 25 minutes till 9 o'clock on Carolina in the Morning under clear skies, 64 at the airport, 64 in Charleston City as beautiful music continues.
Take you to the scene of a murder.
I'm supposed to be on the radio news any time now. The police just found her body. She's been murdered.
You can't be serious.
The police are here now. They're talking to Mr. Stevenson.
She's dead? No, she can't be.
Tony Roberts stars as a shy, retiring man suspected of murder in Pretty Polly, tonight's Mystery Theater After Midnight.
Mrs. Buck Clayton, urging you not to place too much confidence in watchdogs, burglar alarm systems, or personal firearms for self-protection. Really and truly, the best way to protect the security of your home, your loved ones, and your prized possessions from the skilled fingers of a professional burglar is to install Protecto Guard's low-cost, customized steel window and door guards on your home or business in Spanish, Old Charleston, or contemporary designs. Call this number and save 50% on the regular price of Protecto Guards, 795-6335. That's 795-6335. Did you know that your Protecto Guard window and door guards can include Protective Matic deadbolt locks and Protecto Matic easy exit in case of an emergency, yet prevents outside entry? 50% discount for a limited time only. Call this number right now, 795-6335. Don't become a victim of burglars. Call Protecto Guard, 795-6335. 100% financing, no money down, with 50% off the list price for a limited time only for present or prospective homeowners. This discount offer and financing plan include military personnel in the Greater Charleston community. Call 795-6335. Call today. Tomorrow may be too late.
And on Carolina in the Morning, Tweety, it's 20 minutes now before 9 o'clock, clear, 64 at the airport, 64 degrees in Charleston City, and let's preview a brand new recording.
Wonderful Woke Radio proudly presents...
one of the new sounds in town.
And we have James Galloway on the turntable now. He's a flute. He plays the, or he's a flutist, rather, or a flautist. He plays the flout or the flute. And this is one of his new recordings called The Pachelbel Canon. You're listening to Caroline in the Morning. This is Uncle Dave sitting in for a vacationing Buck Clayton. Buck will be back tomorrow morning, and right now 16 minutes before 9 o'clock. And Tweety, here comes your friend.
Sweet Vidalia onions, sweeter than a chicken's lips. Sweet Vidalia onions, don't forget them on your shopping list. Cause you can bake them, dice them, broil them, chop them, fry them suckers up. Eat them like an apple or a pear if you must. Sweet Vidalia onions, not like an onion, but an onion's what they are.
Look for the yellow tag of the Vidalia Chamber of Commerce. It guarantees they've been grown in the heart of Vidalia onion land.
And it's time now for a news break.
Here's you, and call them first.
What is the world coming to? In New Haven, Connecticut last night, police arrested a 16-year-old girl in a nightclub. She was still on the phone to police, allegedly saying she was going to kill the president. A police officer quoted the girl as saying she was going to finish the job that John Hinckley started. Hinckley, the young man charged with the attempt on President Reagan's life, said one cop, "I don't know why these people do these stupid things." What is the world coming to? Two Spanish soldiers were killed this morning when the jeep they were riding in ran over a bomb. Authorities believe the bomb was planted by Basque separatists. Political violence in Spain this year has claimed 27 lives. What is the world coming to? Brendan McLaughlin, 29 years old, this morning refused his breakfast at the Mays prison in Belfast. McLaughlin, a member of the IRA, has begun his hunger strike, replacing Francis Hughes, who died Tuesday after starving himself for 59 days. Police last night stopped the funeral procession carrying Hughes' body, saying it would spark trouble. There was trouble anyway. Gas bombs, bullets, bricks, and stones in the streets again. What is the world coming to? In Atlanta last night, another frantic mother called police. Her 16-year-old son, Michael Rose, is missing, last seen at his cousin's house. He never ran away from home before, said Mrs. Rose. The day before, police discovered another young man's body. William Barrett, age 17, had been strangled with a scarf or a towel. Something soft, said the police. Something soft killed the 27th victim of the Atlanta horror. Police also found stab wounds on his body, and investigators are wondering if the Atlanta killer has changed his methods or whether another killer is at work. What is the world coming to? In Damascus, U.S. Special Envoy Philip Habib was talking about peace this morning with the president of Syria, talking about how to avert a missile shootout between Syria and Israel. And while they talked, some people in Lebanon said they saw three missiles arch through the air towards something in the sky. Hit was an Israeli reconnaissance plane without a pilot. Israel is insisting the Syrian missiles in Lebanon must be removed. What is the world coming to? And there was the awful moment yesterday afternoon in St. Peter's Square. Monsignor Daniel Shostak of Buffalo, New York, was there in the crowd.
And suddenly you heard shot. And then I saw the Pope begin to slump or crumble. And it's just like a frozen moment, you know. Everything goes through your mind. They shot the Pope. Why?
Why? How could they have done this? What is the world coming to?
Ethel Merman for Western Union's Mailgram Service.
What a difference a mailgram makes in 24 little hours.
When you need a fast way to collect overdue bills, send a Western Union Mailgram message. Just call Western Union, and within seconds, your urgent request for payment will be on their way for delivery with the next business day's mail.
And it's only a day away, that mail gram from you.
Newsbreak for Thursday, May 14th, 1981. I'm Chris Kelly, CBS News.
Summertime is almost upon us, with singing birds and flowering trees. And as we enjoy the sunshine and fresh air, our thoughts often turn in thanksgiving to God. And we at Haven Abreast would like you to rejoice with us as we marvel at the beauty of the world around us and the beauty of God's love for us. For joyous songs of praise and words of hope from God's Word, tune Haven Abreast. Weekdays on Wonderful Woke Radio at 11:30 each morning, Monday through Friday.
In Charleston, it's clear and 64 degrees at the airport, 64 this morning also in Charleston City. It's 11 minutes before 9 o'clock. Coming up is the Radar Weather Eye.
It's Jones Ford's 14th anniversary, and to celebrate, Jones Ford is giving 14% off the base price of all Granadas, LTDs, and T-Birds, 14% off F-Series pickups and Econoline vans, plus 14% off on parts. Register for free prizes, because each week this month, 14 people will win 14 gallons of gas from Wilkerson's Fina. 14 people will win 14 car washes at In-N-Out Car Wash. So this month, make 14 your lucky number during the 14th anniversary sale at Jones Ford, Rivers and Remount. Sales to make friends, service to keep them.
And OK Tweety, official Tweety Bird time on the Carolina in the Morning program is 8 minutes now before 9 o'clock. Let's check our Wendy right after we check on this Camera Club message.
You get the picture that clicks on Camera Club.
Print tongs can be identified with the use of a simple trick. Borrow the same principle which enables the blind to read books. The Braille system. File a small notch on the side of the first pair of tongs, two notches on the next pair, and so on. Then you can tell them apart simply by touching them, and avoid the problem of dipping print tongs in the wrong solution.
You get the picture that clicks on Camera Club.
And the weatherman says for Charleston and vicinity, mostly sunny and warm today. High temperatures in the mid-80s, partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunder showers tonight. And tomorrow, our lows tonight in the lower 60s, highs tomorrow in the mid-80s. Our chance of rain is near zero today, 20% chance for rain tonight and tomorrow. Over Charleston Harbor, winds forecast southerly, 10 to 15 knots today, decreasing to around 10 knots tonight. Our wind southwesterly, around 15 knots, with gusts to 20 knots tomorrow. Seas 1 to 2 feet today and 1 foot tonight. We'll have a low tide this morning at 11:48, high water this afternoon at 6:15. In Charleston, is now clear and 64 degrees at the airport, 64 also in Charleston City. Our airport winds northeasterly at 4 miles an hour. The city winds at the Customs House on East Bay Street, northerly 3 to 5 miles an hour. The barometer reads 30.02, and relative humidity is 90%. And looking around at some of our low temperatures early this morning, the Duke of Bologna in the Magnolia area of the city had a 58-degree rating under clear skies, and he saw a moon. Old George and the intersection of Highway 7 and 17 South hit a saw moon too, 56 degrees there on his thermometer. Peaches Pearson in Geddes Hall had a 58-degree rating, and she saw a moon this morning. The King of Dockside had two temperatures up on top. His reading was 60 degrees, And down below, it was 65 degrees. That's at the water level. And, of course, the King of Dockside lives on the west bank of the Cooper River, east of East Bay, east of the Old City. And he said he had 76 degrees. I believe that's in his living room. Helpful Harry, who lives in the Ponderosa section south of Charleston off of the Savannah Highway, he had a 52-degree reading, a chilly down there this morning, but he also saw a moon. The Duke of Canterbury did not see a moon this morning, apparently. We don't have it on the report here. It was 58 degrees there in the Fort Johnson Estates on James Island. Out in the Springfield subdivision on Highway 61 on the right side of the railroad tracks, the Springfield Sand Fiddler had 56 degrees. He did not see a moon, possibly due to those trees in his yard. Old Halfway, near the Spurrell Avenue entrance into the Navy base, he saw one star this morning, and he saw the moon 60 degrees there. And the chilliest report was Tom Terrific's report. He lives in Colony North off the Ashley Phosphate Road. He saw many stars this morning. And he saw the moon also 47 degrees up in that area. Colonel Bob, the Bohicket Cricket on John's Island, had a 57-degree reading. He saw the moon, as did Goldnose Reggie, or that's Coldnose Reggie. He lives on Stahl Road. He had a 50-degree reading. That's the second lowest report of the morning. He also saw a moon. So that was 9 moon sightings this morning and 2 star sightings. Our temperature right now in Charleston is clear, 64 at the airport, 64 also in Charleston City.
Radar weather gets you in the know on wonderful world radio, your weather eye. WOKE Charleston Radio, WOKE Charleston Radio, WOKE Charleston Radio, WOKE.
And it's 3 minutes before 9 o'clock. Let's check on our sports scores.
Sports, sports, sports. Play reports in the world of sports.
Have you heard who won? What scores were made? How did the game come out? We bring the scores to you on the WOKE Sports Scope.
And first of all, Clemson coach Bill Foster's Tiger basketball camp is being scheduled this year for the weeks of June 7th through 12th, June 14th through 19th, and July 19th through 24th. Another camp for girls is being scheduled June 21st through 26th. The Tiger basketball camp at Clemson cost $185. In sports scores in the American League yesterday, Baltimore defeated Toronto 4-0, Detroit over Seattle 1-0. The New York Yankees suffered defeat. Oakland edged the Yankees 5-4. It was Boston over Minnesota 5-2. California defeating Milwaukee 6-3. Cleveland over the Chicago White Sox 4-1, or rather 4-3. And that game last night went into 16 innings. Texas at Kansas City was postponed due to rain. In the National League, in a game you heard here on Wonderful Woke Radio, Pittsburgh defeated the Atlanta Braves 7-5, and that game went into 13 innings. San Diego blanked out the New York Mets 5-0. Los Angeles over the Canadian Montreal team 8-6. Houston blanked out St. Louis 3-0. Cincinnati over the Chicago Cubs 8-3. And San Francisco over Philadelphia 5-2. And the Houston Rockets, coming off a humiliating 109-80 loss to Boston, tries to square the NBA Championship Series at 3 games apiece when they host the Celtics tonight. And the New York Islanders go for their second straight victory in the Stanley Cup Finals when they take on the Minnesota North Stars in Game 2 of their best-of-7 series at Nassau Coliseum. And the entry deadline for the Preakness arrives this morning. A dozen three-year-olds are expected to challenge Kentucky Derby winner Pleasant Colony in the second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown. And the Pro Golf Tour is in Fort Worth, Texas today, where Bruce Lutsky will be defending his title in the Colonial National Invitational against a field that includes all of this year's tournament winners.
For the best in sports, WOKE.
It's clear and 64 degrees at the airport, 64 in Charleston City. Stay tuned now right after the 9 o'clock news. We'll be back with more right up until 9:30 on Carolina in the morning. And, of course, this is Uncle Lee sitting in for Buck Clayton. Buck will return tomorrow morning.
A friend by your side when you go for a ride. This is WOKE in Charleston, South Carolina.
In Charleston at news time, it's 9 o'clock.
CBS News. The word from the Pope's doctors this morning is that he is recovering satisfactorily. I'm Chris Kelly reporting on the CBS Radio Network. John Paul II is alert, the doctors say, and he spent a quiet night. He may require another operation next month to complete repairs on his intestines damaged by the assailant's bullet. The doctors say the Pope will be kept in intensive care for an indefinite period because of the danger of infection from his wounds. The man who was arrested for trying to kill the Pope was taken to court today, David Jackson reports.
The alleged attacker, a 23-year-old Turkish right-winger, Mehmet Ali Arjan, was formally arraigned before a magistrate here and charged with attempted murder of the Pope and of the two women who were wounded in the attack. He's also charged with illegal weapons possession and carrying false documents. If convicted on the attempted murder charges, he could get life in prison. The death penalty is banned in Italy. Police interrogated Ajah most of the night. They say he refused to eat and has drunk only water since the shooting. A mass was said for Pope John Paul at St. Peter's Basilica, and early this morning, people gathered in the square outside around the spot where the pontiff was gunned down. The Vatican has called for a mass demonstration of faith in St. Peter's Square this evening. David Jackson, CBS News, Rome.